Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for all you're doing and all your grace and mercy that's being shown. Hallelujah. Amen. Yep, we're going to talk about seek God's grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Well, Exodus 34 and 6 on down. And the Lord passed by before him, that is Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord, O God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and upon the third and a fourth generation. And loving kindness, by the way, in the word means kindness, favor, grace. Probably the best thing to call it, grace, you know. Multitudes of people have received warnings from the Lord in dreams and visions and prophetic words of great judgments of devastations and disasters that were to come on America and the whole world. But let me say that God's people have prayed for His mercy, crying out to the Lord, and He has heard their prayers. Many times God's people prayed for His namesake, asking for His mercy and grace. And He's heard, more or less, in every circumstance, we know. So, we know that God can change or delay what He speaks to us as a warning through prophets of dreams, visions, or by His Spirit. Judgments in the Word are unchangeable except by repentance and faith. Sometimes the judgments, can be varied as far as what we see on the ground of greater or lesser, you know. But the judgment has to come. Well, God gave us an example of this in the book of Jonah. Jonah cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Jonah 3 and 4. God told Jonah to preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Jonah 3 and 2. So he did. He was not a false prophet. God spared Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, because they repented. And this angered Jonah because Assyria was the mortal enemy of Israel. And the prophets had already been prophesying that Assyria would conquer rebellious Israel. So he wanted them to be destroyed for what he perceived was Israel's sake. Jonah knew that if he preached to Nineveh and they repented, God would not destroy them. So he fled. Jonah 4 and 1 says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I hasted to flee unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. So God spared Nineveh, somewhere around 752 B.C., I think, so that Assyria could conquer the northern 10 tribes of Israel around 720 B.C., and then Judah around 701 B.C. Nineveh ultimately did fall around 612 B.C. So God knew before He threatened Nineveh that He was going to spare them for the purpose of using them to chasten His people. Daniel prayed and interceded for God's people when he understood the timing of the end of the desolations and captivity of Jerusalem. Daniel 9 and 3 on down. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fastings and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, who keepeth covenant and loving kindness with them that love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and have dealt perversely and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even turning aside from thy precepts and from thine ordinances. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets that spake in thy name to our kings and our princes and our fathers and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of face, as at this day, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even turning aside, that they should not obey thy voice. Therefore hath the curse been poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for we have sinned against him. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet have we not entreated the favor or grace of the Lord our God, that we should turn from our iniquities and have discernment in thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched over the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth. Verse 15. And now, O Lord our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hath gotten thee renown as this day, we have sinned, and we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, let thine anger and thy wrath, I pray thee, be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, as the bride, thy holy mountain. Verse 17. Now therefore, O our God, hearken unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear, hear, open thine eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for the great mercies' sake, thy great mercies' sake. Amen. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, because thy city and thy people are called by thy name. You have not, we can say that from all of this, that you have not because you ask not. And here is the request, and we've seen it many times in the Bible, right? So let's go to Jeremiah 18 and 1. It says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was making a work on the wheels. And when the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hand of the potter, he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. So pray for it, right? At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to break down and to destroy it, if that nation concerning which I have spoken turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if they do that which is evil in my sight, that they obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. Psalm 89 and 14 says, Righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Loving kindness and truth go before thy face. Amen. Joel 2 and 12, Yet even now, saith the Lord, turn ye unto me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth whether he will not turn and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Isaiah 55 and 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Ezekiel 33:11, Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from all of your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And of course, that's a type of the church in the New Testament. And Jeremiah 9 and 23, Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he hath understanding and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Micah 7:18-20. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in loving kindness. He will again have compassion upon us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the loving kindness to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Zechariah 8:21-22. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go speedily to entreat the favor or grace of God. And seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, which is the type of the bride, and to entreat the favor of the Lord. Favor, of course, is grace, right? Malachi 1 and 9, and now I pray you, entreat the favor of God, that he may be gracious unto us. Do this, saints. Your prayers will be heard. You do this. Psalm 98, 1 through 3. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath wrought salvation for him. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He hath remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness towards the house of Israel. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. The Lord has certainly brought salvation to the earth by lessening the judgments, the plagues, taking down the deep state, and minimizing the damage of the coming earthquakes across this land. Psalm 69 and 13. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of thy loving kindness, answer me in the truth of thy salvation. In Psalm 33 and 5, he loveth righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Psalm 107 and verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. In John 1 and 17, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Yep, there's a big difference between the law and the grace. Law, you have to kind of earn. Yet grace, it's a free gift. Right. Hallelujah. Well, Hebrews 4 and 16 says, let us therefore draw near with boldness unto the throne of grace, unmerited favor, right? That we may receive mercy and may find grace to help us in time of need. 2 John 1 and 3, grace, mercy, peace shall be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Well, here's God's grace and mercy. It's called Just One Roar of the Lion by Est Jaha. I saw this vision on the 22nd of August, 2006. So keep in mind that this is an older vision before these things that are happening now, which are turning many things around. Destructive, sinful Babylon, deep state, is feeling the wrath of the roar of the lion. He said, I saw a lion. I walked with him to a very high rock. The lion then climbed the rock and stood on the very top of this high rock. I stood below, looking up at him. He let out a loud roar, and everything in the atmosphere / universe changed. In a flash, I had a 360-degree vision, and what I'm about to relate happened in the flash, but I spent the whole of the 22nd of August just waiting on God to see in slow motion what I had seen in a very speedy flash and understand what I had seen. I was told that my mind could not grasp the vastness of the changes. I saw in the vision. So I stayed at home. I did not take up any duties, but spent the whole day, off and on, every few hours, just revisiting this vision and seeing it unfurl in more detail. Now, at a speed that I could cope with, I don't think I have ever seen such a lengthy vision condensed into 360-degree vision flash before. Frame by frame, this is what I saw. I saw empires fall and wars begin. Well, we know the deep state Khazarian mafia, which has invaded most countries in is falling fast. They are also making covert war to stop this, but God is using their weapons on them. I saw that where previously formulas and general understanding were proven, it didn't work anymore. Where there were people and places overflowing with money one moment, the next morning the moneyed had nothing. So, he's speaking of an economic system designed to favor the rich and criminal is crumbling, and a new economic system is now being put in place that cuts out the criminals. A redistribution of the wealth is happening, and as I have shared in the past, a reversal of fortunes is upon us. I saw many proven thoughts and ways now nullified. I saw that the balance was tipped in favor of the East. I saw angels who had been working in the North and the Northwest recalled and sent East. Well, I don't know if you know it, but there are great revivals going off in the East. Yes. And they should be here too, because the knowledge of the Lord is here, but it's not being paid attention to. I saw children snatched out of the hands of some of the parents. Well, that's just as these demonic entities have been doing for years, stealing the children, but now it's known and children are being freed from these Satanists. Fresh food stopped in the western area and was diverted to the east. The fertile became barren and the barren became fertile. All this from just one roar of the lion. Well, the deep state has been destroying our ability to make food through GMO, weather warfare, and poisoning from the air, water, and food, and destroying granaries and silos, but this is coming to an end. I saw three long lines of writing in the sky. It read, "Lost, lost, lost," but below it, I saw the word gain, gain, gain. Where this line ended, I could not see, as it just continued on endlessly. Well, let me say that their loss is our gain. I saw that the East gained money, food, etc. Let me say with the GCR, the value of the Eastern poorer nations currency has come up to U.S. standards, and the food of the gospel is going east. Easterners are receiving Christ and the gospel extremely fast. He went on to say the losses were loss of power, prestige, money, and position. Yep, it's being taken away from one, given to another. I saw where a soldier stood to load his gun and to shoot. Even the last single bullet that he had was taken away. Well, President Trump has stopped many endless wars of the deep state, and we ain't seen nothing yet, okay? So where a soldier stood ready for packing his gun, where truce had been declared, divine bullets loaded his gun and led him to shoot. Divine bullets? Well, divine bullets are not physical, but spiritual. And they are casting down Satan and his angels, as Revelation 12 speaks. So, in the universe, expected cosmic events were diverted and unexpected ones were brought forth. Haven't we seen this? Yes. Deserts bloomed, greenery was made barren, light that had focused on the west now moved east. In other words, people who are saturated with the gospel light and done nothing with it are losing it. And the greatest revivals are happening in the east. Whole nations are being taken over. And Westerners have been receiving the spirits from the east. Even alien spirits that are actually demons. This was so sudden that it was like saying, one morning I woke up and all was changed. Amos 3 and 8. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? The lion has roared. Well, we have been prophesying these things, and they are happening. We've prophesied great destructions and devastations, which really came from the Lord, but by His grace and His mercy, He is lessening them and bringing blessings. Dark clouds disintegrated from one place and gathered in another, whilst there was a west-to-east exchange on a large level. On individual levels, there were changes too. Everything was changing. And all of this from just one roar of the lion. That's the lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, right? And this is talking about a reversal of fortunes, taken from some people who don't appreciate it, given to people that do appreciate it. Just that one roar, and things from here were flying there, and vice versa. People, nations, who had got used to a way of life, of thinking, were in for either a shock or a surprise. Change. Not the kind of change that the wicked wanted. The hungry were fed, and the fed went hungry. The GCR is redistributing the wealth, but not as the communist overlords have wished. Right? All opposites were happening. Many homeless were housed, and many of those with homes became homeless. Those who are receiving the wealth, including many Christians, are humanitarians. Light became dark, and dark became light. Whatever the present situation, the opposite was happening. Many rich became poor, and many of the poor became rich. All this from just one roar of the lion. Clouds that were meaning to rain suddenly disintegrated, and it rained elsewhere, where least expected. People were in puzzlement. They said to themselves, "But I thought." No, nothing would be as I thought. Many were saying, "But it always worked this way." Now, no more. For those who said, "It's never worked for me," they were surprised to know that it will now. Grace for many things will be taken from the reprobates and given to those hungry for God. And of course, even some of the people who are sinners are going to turn to the Lord as they see these things. Heralds blew trumpets proclaiming, "End of empire, end of empire." anyone who had been a specialist, a monopolist, the kingdom, the kingpin in any area of his life or business, now that would begin to end. Nations that had empires or aspirations building towards it would now see the beginning of the end of those empires. Well, the deep state empires are crumbling. Their economy, which favored the rich, the Satanists, and the criminals, are falling. Nothing was the same, he said. Everything had changed. Just one roar of the lion, and he has roared. I'll say it. Give the credit to God. If you steal his glory, he won't appreciate it. Give the credit to God. He went on. Empty pockets were filled, and the filled emptied. So this new economic system will favor the needy, who will see this as a move of God. Strategic changes were taking place. Whatever had worked like clockwork would not work now. People of peace were making war, and warring nations calmed down. Well, President Trump has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for stopping wars and making peace. But it's God. It's God in him doing this work, as he said he would do. For Cyrus, for the warring nations, it was like the wind was taken out of their sails, just as Egypt, Persia, Babylon, which is the type of the deep state today, Rome, Britain, etc., were all once superpowers and empires, but their reign and era ended. So now any superpower or aspirations thereof was being diffused. Nations that were looked up to were now beginning to be looked down upon, and vice versa. Balance of power and favor had shifted east. Angels in the west held gold books. One book was titled Most Wanted, the other Most Favored. The Most Wanted book had living photographs of the most evil people, the traitors, etc. Each one was dealt with and disposed. Well, as is happening now, they are being hunted down as they once did to the poor and helpless, even the children. The stars are all falling because of their reprobation. Hollywood is dying. You know, the once heroes are not found to be such. The most favored in the other gold book with living photographs were some of those who had lived through most desolate conditions. Such were lifted up. All that is related here, remember, was happening all at once. And so it is, you know. In the midst of all of this, I heard the angels sing, glory, glory, glory. Of course, they give glory to God. That's the only one they give glory to. And they, by the hand of God, are making this happen. Time was sped up in some places. In others, it was slowed down. Wild beasts, which is a parable of wicked men in Ecclesiastes, were all crouching in fear, afraid. I saw the milk inside of cows curdle, just one roar of the lion. I saw eagles fitted with miniature bells. The bells were so minute, it was hard to believe that if they rang, any could hear. Eagles did not speak. They just carried the bells that were fitted to their beaks. People were to read the sounds. Well, sound is a discernment that is not seen. It must be translated by the hearer. In other words, if you preach the gospel, He that is of God hears the words of God, and the rest do not. And I thought how eagles represent the overcomers in the Bible and the man-childs, yeah, that are coming to change things. Wheresoever the eagles flew, to some the ringing of the bells was as very high, deafening pitch. I was not allowed to hear this high-pitched sound, but it was revealed to me that it was an unbearable, deafening, high-pitched sound. Let me say, to the flesh, it will mean death. The good news of God's word, to the flesh man, it will mean death. But there were others who heard the same bells, which the eagles had attached to their beaks. And to these, the sound transmitted was different. It was sheer music. So the spirit man will love the sound, for it is life to him. The gospel is the good news to him. It's the destruction of the wicked, though. I heard this. These people had their hands lifted high, and they were happily sighing and exclaiming, "Finally!" So the spirit man will discern life and deliverance. And I saw angels collect gold crowns from those in the north, and they dipped the crowns in a smoky place, the kind of smoke one sees with dry ice. And when the crowns emerged from the smoke, they looked exactly the same, but now they were silver. Well, the beast almost always came from the north against God's people in the Bible. Have you noticed? The rich have ruled over the world with a heavy hand. Their wealth shall be distributed. He went on, no matter in which direction I looked, all had changed. It seemed that the very nature of nature changed. Volcanoes that were dormant, the ashes were removed, and a new fire was lit in them. It seemed that certain species suddenly became extinct. Some predators, I don't doubt. That's a very symbolic thing, because these criminals are also predators, you know. Reams of paper fell from the sky. Paper and pens were sent down for chroniclers and historians, for it was going to be a busy time for them. This could be rewriting of the false history as it really happened. The D-class will reveal what really happened, making null and void all the past administration's famous works. And also many will pass on the word and the testimonies, right? Nothing of all creation was left untouched at just one roar of the lion. Outside, the earth looked still, but within were rapid-fire changes. Quick, sudden, some were devastating, others surprisingly favorable, but this favor was mostly for the East. Why? Because their poor countries will share in this stolen wealth. That's right. I saw what looked like a flight path that normally airlines describe on their brochures as routes of flights, destinations. For prophets, their flight paths were moved from here to there, as if randomly, but it was not random. It was the plan of God for prophets. Prophets will be suddenly moved and see things from a new vantage point. Well, this has happened. We once saw the deep state plan to devastate Christianity, and now everything is changing through prayer. I saw some people become tar. It's kind of a frozen darkness, isn't it? Yeah, there's a darkness in the world, and it will be unmovable, whilst others became fountains of water. In other words, pouring forth of the grace and mercy of God, the word of the Lord. He said, just one roar of the lion. Yes, as Isaiah said, the curl shall be known for what he is. Isaiah 32, 2 through 8 says, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. That's Jesus Christ. And a covert from the tempest. As streams of water in a dry place. As the shade of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim. And the ears of them that hear shall hearken. That's revival. And the heart of the rash shall understand knowledge. And the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. The fool shall be no more called noble. Well, that'll be a great thing. We know some fools that they think are noble, right? Nor the curl said to be bountiful. So the faction in the church and in the government are turning this way. For the fool will speak folly, and his heart will work iniquity. In other words, everybody's going to know it. To practice profaneness and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and to cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. And the instruments of the curl are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the meek with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the noble devises noble things, and in noble things shall he continue. He went on to say, many things took place in the universe, on earth. Snows of old melted, waters in unlikely places froze. It's no ordinary thing when the lion roars. Those dressed warm in the winter had their clothes taken away. They were left naked. But the naked street dweller was clothed. There was a divine transfer of wealth, knowledge, and understanding. It is happening. People who talked and talked for years had their mouths taped. That's fake mainstream media. But as in Ezekiel 24 and 2, those that had been mute for a season now spoke. And of course, that's coming to pass too. People who have not been able to speak are speaking. God will anoint the humble with grace. As the vision progressed, I heard the Lord say, my people have no roof over their head. I am their roof. I was flown speedily over building after building, and as we flew, I heard the Lord say, not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. Now I was despairing. What then was God's? The buildings of the apostates, which haven't preached the true gospel that saves and delivers and heals, will be proven not to be part of God's kingdom. That's what this is saying. They thought they were God's kingdom. They are not. They are apostates. They are backslidden. Then I was shown people in the fields with instruments. They had no roof over their heads. These people were God's own. Well, discipleship will not be found in the dead churches, but in the highways and byways. People will be out there evangelizing, not expecting people to come to church to get evangelized, right? The buildings we flew over were demolished by an elephant's trunk. And many TV studios had a fire underneath them. That's the mainstream media replaced, as is happening now. Apparently, these buildings had been rebuilt on the same grounds where prior buildings had been condemned and burnt. These new buildings had been built on the foundations of charred remains and ashes. Buildings of apostates are going to have no protection. Their judgments will be for a foundation of understanding and to fear the Lord. You know, if you look around you and you see the wicked being judged, you tend to fear the Lord and want and desire to be under his covering and out from under the wicked. I saw oil poured out from the sky in two separate ways. One fell over people who gladly received it over them and laughed in the oil rain. On the other hand, for others, the oil rain caused to be set aflame all that was below. So God's anointing, that's what the oil represents, will rain down as the latter rain, but will bring anointed judgment with it. All that was up to the present became obsolete, and new technology, the secrets of which were hidden in nature, appeared. Well, these new technologies hidden by the elite, who thrived on oil wars, will be released, as President Trump has said. The oil economy is on its way out. Science made simple but profound discoveries. Yeah, you would imagine that all these things that are going to be revealed are going to be an explosion of discoveries, right? I saw scientists have a eureka moment for many who were researching, studying, and looking for the thing. It was right there before their noses. Once they saw it, they slapped their foreheads, lamenting, "Silly me!" Follies of science were exposed. The simplicity of the discoveries to come were mind-boggling. Just one roar of the lion. The very nature of nature seemed to be changing. It was as unbelievable as Isaiah 11:6-8. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. In some places I saw an overabundance of wheat, which flowed into the sea as it was so plentiful. The sea, by the way, in the scriptures is peoples, tribes, nations, and tongues. It's a type of that. But in other places I saw land, which was once green and was now parched land where nothing grew. I saw beautiful blooms on cactus, desert plants. He who understands these changes will prepare. The earth was in a global eclipse. One half had light, the other half was in darkness. This is not talking physical but spiritual. It's a picture of the sheep and the goats. The goats were put on the left, and the sheep were put on the right. They were favored, right? It seemed that plates were shifted, removed from the earth. I believe this is talking about foundations of many will change. There were people who raged against God. "We'll do what we have to. Let him do what he wants to," they were saying. Trees trembled. They knew that their time to be cut had come. To many, prophets and counselors were restored, but from others, the prophets and counselors departed. Sadly, those from whom they departed noticed it not. Yes, there's a lot of hot air in some prophets. It has nothing to do with God, just as it did in the Bible. Prophets and counselors that had no eternal effect for good are not missed, right? Focus or emphasis of the church and the world due to presence of new circumstances changed. And all this by just one roar of the lion. When he roars again, I will tell you, and I will warn you, in mid-tribulation, Revelation 13, the church will be tested. Because it's learned a lot, it's been given grace a lot. At that time, the 3 years prior to that, the man-child ministry is teaching and training and showing people truth. When you get truth, you're held accountable to do something with it. So God's grace and mercy is here. Listen to this. This is called David's of the Hour and A Changing of the Guard. This is High C, 444 Prophecy News. David's of the Hour. And this is not, I'm not just saying this because my name is David, okay? This is a prophecy of a David company of people that are coming as the man-child. Thus saith the Lord, I am raising up my Davids in this hour. I have been preparing them, steadying them, rooting them in me. They are like steel. No, they are like titanium. They will not only use this slingshot effectively, but these that I am raising up will also cut off the heads of Goliath in the land. Sharply and decisively, they are indestructible, unaware of the fray around them. They do what they are supposed to do. Nothing can stop them. Many consider them violent. They care not what people think of them. They only do what their father asks them to do. They are fearless. They are lightning rods in the hand of the Lord. They are a prized possession. They cannot be stopped. They devour all that is in their path. Woe unto those that try and oppose them. Those that oppose them are annihilated without mercy. I think we've seen some of that. They are hated with the most perfect hatred. They are hated for their single-minded devotion to the Lord. But they are steadfast. They are not moved. Who can withstand their assault? They trample upon their enemies. They are successful in all they have been called to do. They are given the Spirit without limits. Who can stand before them? Who can oppose them? They are victorious and mighty. They have been prepared for the hour at hand. They are deadly in their accuracy. Tremble in the presence of the holy ones. Tremble in the presence of the Lord. Does not his word come to pass as it is written? All that has been written will come to pass. Look and see the holy ones who stand on the mountain of the Lord. They are coming, the Davids of the hour. And this one was called a changing of the guard. I am doing a changing of the guard, says the Lord. I have thrown down the gauntlet. No more will those who stand in my pulpits offer up strange fire unto me. No longer will they speak with polluted lips, representing me, speaking my holy words any longer, as I am removing them. I am cutting them down and replacing them with a new generation. These are my people. I am putting into positions of authority, my authority. Jesus had God's authority, you noticed. The Pharisees had religious authority, you will notice. They had no power to stand against Jesus. But Jesus came to die and give his life for us, and he did. And they were the ones that killed him. And history just repeats. My servants have been prepared in the dark and lonely places. They have been through the refining and purging fire of my dealings. They serve me with their whole heart. These are my Davids, and their only desire is to serve me alone. These are the ones that I am placing in my positions of authority, and I have spoken, says the Lord. These are the ones who stand and say, who will defy the armies of the living God? These are my representatives. Their lives are not their own. The others are play actors who pretend to be my servants, but they are not. These I will remove. Many will not make it through my purging fire. They will be cut down, and their disciples also who follow after them. Consider carefully the word of the Lord. No longer will a man stand in my house and speak my holy words and say, thus and thus, and it will not be from my lips. I will cut them down. You will see with your eyes that I am is among you and in your midst. Then my church will know that I mean business. Then I am who I say I am. I have held my patience, but now is the time for my sword to be wielded throughout the land. I have put the two-edged sword in my servants' hands, and they will wield it with great accuracy. As I am in them, and they shall do exploits. So, notice, as I am in them, they shall do exploits. It's God. It's not us. No man can take the glory from God. He works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. Because they know me, they that know their God, they shall do exploits. And so they shall. For him who has ears to hear, hear the word of the Lord. My servants hear, and they obey. Well, thank you, Father, so much for this understanding. And we know it's coming to pass. And we believe you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. And we give all glory to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, you are having grace and mercy. You.